Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. And in this Sunday edition of the Cards Cast, our guest is going to be University of Louisville Senior Outfielder JT Benson. Looking forward to chatting with him a little bit. We'll dig into, you know, what happened with Louisville's 0-4 start and bouncing back to start picking up some wins and start gaining momentum. And you look back to the start of their season, a lot of hope, obviously, when Dan McDonald was starting the year. He spoke about being a lion, and Louisville goes down in Florida and looks like they're going to win the first game. Then it looks like they're going to win the second game. And as we know, they lost both of those two openers. Games that should have been W's ended up in L's. And then you come home, you kind of get beat up by Xavier in your home opener, and you got St. Bonaventure, a series that I'm sure Louisville scheduled to give guys an opportunity to improve. But instead, St. Bonaventure comes in what became a four-game series, and with Louisville's ace, Sebastian Gongoria, on the mound, the Bonnies took the first game of that series to drop Louisville to 0-4, certainly not a way that the Cardinals wanted to start the series. Cardinals won the last three games of that series. They've started performing well since. The bats have certainly come to life. The pitching staff looks like it's improving. The Cardinals have won six straight and an improving ball club. Now, the competition level has decreased a little bit, and it's going to start rising a little bit, but certainly that's what these games are for. They're for finding yourself, finding a rhythm, letting some of those youngsters, you know, step up and start becoming, you know, contributors, impact performers. For this team, and certainly with the youngsters, you're seeing it. I mean, my goodness, with Alex Alisea, Lucas Moore, Michael Lippe, Zion Rose. I mean, those four alone have been certainly making an impact for the Cardinals through the first couple weeks of the season. Certainly want to see that continue, and you certainly want to see that push the veterans to up their game and become more of a threat at the plate and more impactful when you're at the field as well. So love seeing those youngsters step up and really kind of push those veterans. And one of the veterans is JT Benson, and he's one of the reasons why Louisville has gone from 0-4 to start stacking wins. Because, wow, I mean, you talk about guys that have gotten off to a great start at the plate, and JT Benson certainly one of those, a product of South Oldham, a local guy from right here in the Louisville area. Hitting just below .500 after a couple weeks in the season. He's appeared in nine games. He started all of them. He's tied for team lead with 12 hits. This is going into Sunday's game against Youngstown State, second in the team with 11 runs. He's got a couple doubles. He had a nice home run a few days ago, second on the team with 10 RBIs. Leads the team. He's also drawn 12 walks, which is key. And when you're hitting that well and then you're also getting on base like that, there's a reason he's also one of the ACC and one of the nation's leaders in on-base percentage as well. And JT's known for a couple things, including speed, currently with six stolen bases on the season. So a guy that's impacting in multiple ways. Obviously, with his speed, he can impact in the outfield. And with his speed, he can impact when he gets onto the base paths, and he's certainly showing that he's got the ability to impact with his bat this season as well. So if Louisville's going to continue to have success as they're currently enjoying, it's going to need to continue to have a nice season from JT Benson as well as the other veterans. And, you know, you could talk about how much they're doing on the field, what you're seeing with your eyeballs, what they're doing at their plate, but it's also what they're doing when the fans aren't around, what they're doing when they're in the hack shack, when they're in the dugout, when they're down in the locker room, when it's not game day. And I think that's an area where JT and some of these other veterans are really shining with this ball club. And so, you know, now that they're starting to find a rhythm, I'm excited to see how they progress. It's going to be the ACC schedule before you know it. Virginia Tech's going to be coming in to Jim Patterson Stadium. And then their first, Louisville's next road game is at number one, Wake Forest. You know, so they're going to open ACC play against Virginia Tech in a couple weeks. Right behind that, a trip to Wake Forest as well. So Louisville's certainly starting to find a groove. They need to continue that, continue to develop. And I think they're going to be in a good spot once ACC season does begin in just a couple weeks. With that, let's bring on our guest. JT Benson has played a lot of games in the ACC. He's going to play a lot of more memorable ones in the league as well here in 2024. Here's JT Benson joining us on the Cardscast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we're joined by JT Benson here in our Cardscast. JT, you're off to a phenomenal start at the plate. First of all, your approach to the season. You know, what was this summer like for you as you were gearing up for your senior year here?
Yeah, I was just trying to look for the little things to find joy in. Obviously, I've been here for a couple of years, didn't get to play my freshman year, but got to grow and learn a lot from the 2021 team. And, you know, I have been able to do that, been blessed to have a bunch of dudes in front of me that I've been able to learn from. So this year, just trying to take it all in, try to get the team on board with that. You know, some older guys have been here for a while as well, get them on board, and let's have fun and play baseball.
You say get them on board. I mean, it's kind of a veteran-filled team. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously got a really talented group of newcomers as well and some transfers. Was it a challenge bringing so many new guys together and saying, this is Louisville baseball, this is what we need to do this year?
Yeah, it's obviously a different style of play when you come here. You know, it's all grit and it's all about being tough. And, you know, not saying that those guys aren't tough, but, you know, it's a culture shock, right, when you get here. I can just say that, to say the least. But it wasn't hard at all to get these guys on board. They're competitors, real competitors, and I was able to learn from them. I'm still able to learn from them on a daily basis. So it's a blessing.
Does it kind of race up to you? I mean, you said you didn't play your first year, and then it's your second year starting to get involved, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, here you are, a senior, trying to lead these guys.
Yeah, it definitely ran up on me. It came fast, but I've been able to slow it down and just enjoy the little moments, like I was saying.
I suspect that probably plays a big role in why you're, you know, hitting close to 500 right now in the season. I mean, yeah, does the ball seem bigger this year to you, or what's going on there?
You know, it's the same game, but yeah. I feel a lot more comfortable slowing the game down, and I can't thank my coaches enough for helping me with that, because it's really hard. It's easy to take the practice into the game, but the game is obviously different. You got the juice, you got the confidence, you got it all. Everything's just running through you. You just want to perform, and Yeah, they've been able to help us slow the game down a lot. So
it's more than just hitting. I mean, if you look at the ACC and even the national stats, you're going to see JT Benson up there for on base percentage, walks. What goes into being able to not just be a good hitter, but being able to get on base through walks and other means as well?
Right, I was kind of saying it, just slowing the game down. Yeah. Obviously, the game is really it's really hard, and it'll beat you down if you let it. So take your wins, you know, take your losses like with a grain of salt, but take your wins and enjoy your wins. But it's all about honestly playing for the people around you. You got eight other dudes in the lineup that are just as talented, even more talented than I am, and trying to get them to, you know, keep each other up, and for me just to play for them, it's really an others type of team that I'm very happy to be a part of.
It kind of goes in what we've been hearing from Dan McDonald. I mean, you mentioned there's eight other guys in the lineup, and as some of those guys are having success, he's like, that's allowing me to kind of move JT around a little bit more. What does the flexibility with your ability at any spot in the lineup do for this offense?
No, he's right. There's some absolute dudes in the lineup, and it frees me up. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm trying to put the team on my back and everything, but really as a player, no matter who you are, it frees the other guys up, and just to get runners on base and keep them, the pitcher, thinking about the runners on base. And we run the bases really hard. And, you know, beginning of the year, we weren't doing a great job of that. And you could see how the game starts to speed up on you. So we've been able to slow the game down, and these guys have been a big part of that, and can't thank them enough either.
You mentioned speed. That's obviously one of your strengths, and Dan McDonald loves to run. When you have a team that runs like that, how much pressure does that put on an opponent?
A lot. It's really hard to play when, you know, guys are constantly moving and constantly trying to move and getting it's base to base in this team. And obviously the big hit helps, but even when the guy hits a double and there's no one on base, they're always looking to steal third. We're always looking for more. We're never satisfied. And that's how you have to play the game or to succeed.
Again, we're joined by JT Benson here in the Cardscast. A youngster, we talked about this the other day after a game, a youngster that kind of reminds me a little bit of you is Lucas Moore. I mean, he's a guy that's hitting pretty well so far to start his career. He's got speed. Your thoughts on the youngster and what he's doing so far?
Yeah, I could see, you know, early in the fall that he was not a selfish player at all, and that it takes a lot of pressure off the guy that hits behind him. No matter who it is, whether it's me, Zion, whoever it may be, it takes a lot of pressure off because you know he's just trying to get you up in the lineup. And you can see that with his at-bats. He fights. He's a tough player, and he can steal some bases too. So he's very capable of having a lot of success at the next level.
You mentioned toughness. That's one of the, you know, Dan McDonald has these things every year, whether it's a book to read or things he's putting up around. This year he's got the line everywhere. Yeah. What's it mean to you guys when you guys walk in, or you hear him talking about, or he holds up his clipboard, you see that line right there? What's that mean to you guys?
It's a constant reminder that you have to win the day. There's win the day all over the field, but if you take all the things he's saying, you just apply that once a day, whether it's win the day, be a lion, 1% better every day, whatever it may be, whatever quote sticks you that day, you will 100% win the day. You will get better, and you will build off that as a player. And just being here for 4 years and just seeing that, it's definitely a blessing to have that, because you can apply that to your daily life too. So it's awesome. It means a lot to us.
Now, imagine as a veteran, you probably understand that a little bit more than maybe the youngster, especially after the start that you guys had. I mean, you go down to Florida in games that I would probably call shoulda, woulda, coulda games for you guys. Yeah. I mean, you end up on the losing side, but how do you end up winning the days, even though, you know, they're probably learning moments for you guys out there?
Yeah, he always talks about learning and growing, obviously, and you take your losses and you look and analyze that loss and what things you could have done differently, but that doesn't mean you don't get better and take that to practice, and that's the little things we like to work on. But no, I think those games were tight games, but freeing the game up, and those were not earned at all, and you can see it in the way we're playing now that these wins are earned, and we're playing hard, we're playing the right way.
You're a local guy, South Oldham High School. How cool is, I mean, throughout your high school career, I mean, you saw Louisville baseball doing some pretty big things.
Oh, yeah.
4 years here, how's the career been? Is it feeling pretty good?
Oh, it's feeling good. I take a little bit from every year I've had here, and being able to see the community that, you know, I grew up in, just make it out to a ball game, it puts a smile on my face every day. It's the reason I do it, right? And it's not a selfish game at all. And you have to play for other people, and you have to play the game the right way. And I've been blessed to do that for a couple of years here now. So hopefully it carries on the rest of my life. Right?
All right. Cool. Listen. Well, appreciate it, JT.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you again to JT Benson for joining us here in the Cardscast. And wow, you know, you listen to some of his responses and, you know, what he's doing, you know, on the field at the plate,
the way he seems like he is in the dugout and in the locker room. I mean, that sounds like the veteran leader that you really want on your team. I mean, you look at him and he's checking off a lot of boxes. I mean, he's a local guy, so he knows, you know, he grew up with the Louisville baseball program. He knows what this Cardinal program has done for the community, what head coach Dan McDonnell has done to this program, what it's meant for the school and the interest that has continued to rise for college baseball within this city and within this area. You know, so he knows all about that. You know, he's paid his dues. He didn't play his freshman year, but as you heard him say, he still learned that year, even though he wasn't on the field seeing the action. And then he was, you know, an upper 200 hitter for the next 2 years as he continued to develop and to continue to grow. And now here he is, a senior, and off to a really hot start, you know, hitting just a shade under 500 to the season. He's one of the ACC leaders in a number of statistical categories. You know, so best of luck to him and the team as they continue on their 2024 journey. Again, appreciate him joining us here in the Cards Cast. You know, and if you look at this team, this Louisville team, yeah, obviously they start the season 0-4, not the way they anticipated. As I mentioned to JT, those two games down in South Florida that they played against UConn and Indiana State, very quality opponents. Both of them should have been W's for Louisville. But Louisville, instead of, you know, earning the victories, they kind of earned the loss in both of those games. But so learning moments for those, and you came home, you kind of got beat up by Xavier, also a good opponent. And then St. Bonaventure comes in, a series that you can, okay, let's correct ourselves. Let's get this ship righted. This is, you know, and then the Bonnies take the first game of that series, and Louisville's all of a sudden 0-4, and you're scratching your head, and you're saying, oh my gosh. And now there is a decrease in competition. St. Bonaventure, Youngstown State, they're not programs that are projected for any postseason bids for this year, that's for sure. I think I'm kind of putting it nicely for both those programs. But, you know, after Louisville lost that first game to St. Bonaventure, Dan McDonnell, we've mentioned it, it's been discussed, it's been written about on the message boards and in our articles at Cardinal Authority. You know, he went to those young guys. After the Bonnies beat that Cardinals in the first game of the series, you know, you saw guys like Alex Alessia, Lucas Moore, Michael Lippe, Zion Rose, all starting to impact the game a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And their hot start is, you know, pushing these veterans, and that's what you need. We've heard Dan McDonnell talk about the great depth that is needed for a championship-type teams, and if the veterans, you know, can continue to find where they're supposed to be after, you know, the experiences they've had at Louisville and be the leaders, you know, in the clubhouse, you know, perform on the field while the youngsters are also performing at a high level, and you've got something special brewing at Louisville. But first, let's do remember, I mean, again, it is not the world beaters that they're beating up on right now. I mean, but they are doing what they're supposed to do against St. Bonaventure and Youngstown State. So you want to see that continue. Morehead State comes in for a midweek on Tuesday. It's a little step up in competition level. The Eagles pick second in the OVC this year. They're off to a 7-2 start, I believe, or 7-3, currently holding the best overall record in the OVC. They've shown the ability to put up some runs as well. You know, so they've got an offense that can be exciting to watch. So you got Morehead State coming in, a little rise in competition. Northwestern comes in for a weekend series after that. They've won 4 in a row, so they're now 5-5 on the season. So the competition level takes a little step up for the Cardinals this week. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how this hot, you know, run for the Cardinals now, you know, continues as the competition kind of takes the next step on the ladder as ACC schedule is kind of starting to peak around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it. But again, this has brought us to the end, so I appreciate, again, JT Benson for joining us here in the Cards Cast. Hope you can catch some games out at Jim Patterson Stadium. Admission is free until you get to the ACC season, and then all those games, that they've, you know, admission as they've earned. So get out to Jim Patterson Stadium, support these Cardinals. They've got an offense that's fun to watch and a pitching staff that looks like it's starting to come around. So we'll see how they progress as the season and the schedule does as well. Again, JT Benson, appreciate you joining us here on the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, and this has been a Cards Cast.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.